Unit 8, page 188. Reading. Professors take education underground. About 35 students meet every Sunday at a secret location in Georgia, USA, to study. They live in the United States illegally, with or without their parents, and therefore cannot attend some of the more prestigious colleges and universities in the state. The majority of undocumented students come from Mexico or other Latin American countries. The second largest group comes from Asia. Georgia is one of three states that doesn't allow illegal immigrant students to attend their top colleges or universities. However, a group of professors from the University of Georgia has created a school to provide a place where these students can learn, because they feel that everyone has the right to an education. They call it Freedom University, named after the schools that were set up during the time when African Americans fought for their civil rights in the 1960s. These professors believe that Freedom University is the answer to Georgia's new law that has banned illegal immigrants from attending the top higher educational institutes in the state. The courses are given in a tiny basement, and although students who attend them don't get credit, they hope their studies at Freedom University will prepare them for courses at good universities outside Georgia. Since the beginning of the project, 6 students have received scholarships at such universities. If lawmakers hadn't been so narrow-minded, this problem would have been prevented, and I would have been able to study wherever I wanted in Georgia, says Rodrigo, an illegal immigrant student. He adds, "If these dedicated professors hadn't set up Freedom University, I would have never been given the chance to get a good education." Nevertheless, not everybody is happy with the professors' initiative. Those who fought to pass the law say that only legal residents should be allowed to attend universities. First, they want to ensure that there will be enough places in colleges and universities for the citizens of Georgia. They also believe that legal foreign students who have come to America looking for a better education should have priority over illegal ones. It seems that there is no right or wrong in this case, only the wish to give these youngsters an education that will help them have a better future, no matter where they live.